President Biden plans to sign it today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18.
That was the Senate approval last night of a $95 billion foreign aid package, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says.
To our friends in Ukraine, America will soon deliver more ammunition and air defenses and basic supplies you need.
Almost two-thirds of the foreign assistance will go to help Ukraine battle Russia's invasion. Some Republicans oppose that, saying we've given Ukraine enough. And Congressman Jeff Van Drew tells Fox,
we're spending more money and we're still not controlling our own border and letting people in, some of whom are dangerous and would do harm to the United States of America.
The bill also includes a possible ban on TikTok unless the social media app cuts ties to its Chinese parent company amid concern about surveillance and China manipulating TikTok content. Now, today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in China starting 3 days of talks. Some of that foreign aid will also go to Israel. Some college students won't like that. That's at Columbia University, where a midnight deadline for pro-Palestinian protesters to take down an encampment was extended. A Columbia statement says,
protesters have committed to dismantling and removing a significant number of tents. In light of this constructive dialogue, the university will continue conversations for the next 48 hours. The protesters responding say saying they will not be intimidated by, quote, the school's disturbing threat of an escalation of violence.
Fox's Brooke Singman. There have also been protests from NYU to Yale to some campuses in California. A scare in the air in northern Japan on an ANA flight. The plane had smoke coming out of it as it landed today. Nobody was injured, but according to FlightAware, it's another issue with another Boeing-made jet. The Biden administration is unveiling new regulations today on airlines, requiring them to be more transparent on fees when booking flights. The passengers see the full cost of the tickets, and they'll have to give prompt refunds for cancellations or delays. America's listening to...
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Fox. The Supreme Court will consider a new abortion case today, a few years after the ruling that undid a woman's federal right to abortion, giving states the right to ban the procedure. The justices will consider a challenge to Idaho's law, the Biden administration trying to expand medical exemptions, that after the president spoke out against abortion restrictions.
President Biden spoke in Tampa as a six-week abortion ban is set to take effect in Florida next week. He blamed former President Trump for taking abortion rights away, and anticipated conservatives' next anti-abortion step.
To prevent all women in America from getting safe and effective medication like methylprestone, approved by the FDA 20 years ago. They're trying to outlaw that now.
Even with the six-week ban coming, President Biden believes Florida in November will follow the lead of Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky, conservative states that have voted to enshrine abortion rights in their state constitutions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed after a second day of big gains. The Dow and the Nasdaq both surged up more than 200 points. A woman's basketball star getting a big payday after Caitlin Clark went pro. She's ready to sign a big deal with Nike.
Worth up to $28 million over 8 years, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing unnamed people familiar with the situation. Last week, The Athletic reported that Clark was nearing an eight-figure deal with Nike and that the two-time National Player of the Year is expected to get a signature shoe with the company. Clark took the women's college basketball world by storm over the last 2 years, taking Iowa to back-to-back national championship games. She was selected by the Indiana Fever with the first pick of the WNBA draft. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, Dallas got even with the LA Clippers, winning Game 2. Indiana also tied its series with Milwaukee. Minnesota beat Phoenix again to go up 2-0. In the NHL playoffs, Nashville and Colorado and Florida and the New York Rangers were winners. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.